thought that match we had here a while back with Jungle Boy and Cody was very good.
Yeah, thanks.
I like Jungle Boy.
Oh, I do too, man.
Cody's my boy. I was telling him, let me mention you on the air, we were talking about his mom,
right,
Michelle, that I know Michelle. I knew Michelle before Cody was born. Cody Garrett. That's his name, to Cody Garrett. You knew it was going to be after some kind of Western movie, right?
Right.
Cody Garrett. Cat Garrett. Wild Bill Cody.
Wild Bill Cody. Yeah, I remember Cody and Michelle coming over the house during Christmas. And Teal. But, no, you're right about Jungle Boy. He needs a little grooming. He really does.
Yeah, he's 22.
Yeah.
He's 23 now, yes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the chicks love the little bastard. My God.
Well, hell, he's handsome. He looks like his dad in the face.
Yeah.
He's got that body and that long flowing hair. Shit.
He's a very talented kid. He has a real, legitimately true passion to want to be great. I don't know why any wrestler would want to be good. I think every wrestler should want to be great. And I also think, I talked to somebody the night that agreed with my stupid concept, but I think a lot of the younger guys, they wrestle so fast, they have their pace, they're just, boom, 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 boom. It's because they don't have the confidence in their basic fundamental skills to slow it down and present a wrestling match. They're presenting a stunt show. And back when that stuff was all new, it was really cool.
Yeah.
But guess what? It's not that cool anymore. It's not that unique.
It's like the slam dunk in basketball.
Exactly.
Years ago, when Dr. J did his first flying dunk, it's like we've never seen anything like it.
Right.
But now that's all they do is dunk. Well, that's not all they do, but there's so many different spectacular dunks. And back years ago, when I first saw Jimmy Snuka fly off the top turnbuckle, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
And now it's nothing to it.
I saw Chavo Guerrero Sr. do the first moonsault ever, so I thought that was a damnedest thing. I don't know how he did it. Mm-hmm. How do you do things like that? But of course, he was a hell of an athlete.
Sure.
But it's just it's a monkey see, monkey do business. And when fans see negativity online, some of them chime in and join in because they feel like they're obligated, it's the right thing to do. I used to go do TV when John Cena had not done anything but be overexposed by us. And he would get booed for no reason. Because I think people actually thought it was their obligation to maintain what they heard last week. As stupid as that probably sounds.
No, it doesn't sound stupid.
I think we overexposed him, and there's a backlash on that deal. Well, you had a good week. We had a good month in Jacksonville.
It was good. We've done the very best you can do under these circumstances. The very best you can do.
All in the name of trying to entertain people. We're not dealing with chemo here, folks. Come on, it's pro wrestling. And you can't say, headline, JR says it's just pro wrestling. Don't take it so seriously. I guess he doesn't love it like he used to.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's probably it. I don't know if I love it like I used to or not, but I'm having more fun right now than I've had maybe ever.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
I agree.
It's not quite like working closely with Ole in that Banlon shirt he used to wear every day. Banlon. That poor bastard, I saw him at, where was it? Maybe it's that.
Is that the roast we had for him?
No, after that.
Oh, since then, okay.
Yeah, maybe at Russell Cade.
Okay.
The thing that they have in Winston-Salem on Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
Had a good time there.
Yeah.
But Ole, I think that's where Ole was. Anyway, wherever it was, You didn't know who the hell I was.
Oh, I know.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you?
I know.
If I'd have known he was going to do that, I'd have made up names. Mother Greg Bolo. Bolo? Yeah. And I've also been called Tiger Chun Lee. And then my former profession, my nickname was Guan Hung Lo.
I called him, it's quite a number of years ago, I guess. This was even before the roast we had, and I called to talk to his girlfriend. They live here in Monroe, Georgia. Talked to his girlfriend, and she said, we listen to you on the radio. We hear you on the radio. I said, well, is only there to talk to you? She said, yeah, I'm sure he'd love to talk to you. This is what he first said. He got on the phone, and he said, listen. Danny Hodge, this is the first thing out of his mouth. It's like we picked up in mid-conversation, right?
Yeah.
Listen, Danny Hodge was the toughest bastard ever. He could break pliers. He could take shower, rinse the shower where you couldn't turn it back on.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he was just right into Danny Hodge. So, man.
Hodge was a guy that only picked out of the when he was a rookie, mm-hmm. at Burns Dojo type thing.
Right.
And they said, who do you want to work out with? And, of course, Ole was a big, strong, raw bone, sure. Some bitch. He was 50, 60 pounds bigger than Hodge.
Sure.
So he said, so he says, of course, this is a great line. I'll take the little guy. Oh, God. And the guys were there. Somebody told me that was there. Yeah. They said, man, we knew them. It was the shit was on. Ole didn't have a chance.
Yeah, I bet.
I just saw a picture of another day. He's 88, just turned 88.
Yeah.
Lean, racehorse. Looks like a thoroughbred, you know. He's got those massive goddamn hands.
Yeah.
All I knew is when Hodges and I were traveling together and his sweet tooth acted up, he didn't want to drive too many exits past, keep on going. He wanted a milkshake.
Hey, Tiger, Danny wants a milkshake.
Well, I can't create a goddamn Dairy Queen out of midair, Danny.
Hey, Danny wants a milkshake.
All right. What are you, eight? Then he grabbed you by the wrist, right? Like this?
Yeah.
Then I've had some issues with that.
Right.
As I eat pissing my pants.
You wanted to create a Dairy Queen out of midair there,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Tiger.
Don't be Tiger. I have no idea why.
Hey, Tiger.
That's a middle change.
We drive down the road, Hodge and I, right? And always in my vehicle. Finally, he would relent and let me get just a little bit of sleep, right?
Yeah.
Well, you'd average 1,500, 2,000 miles a week in the Mid-South Territory, right?
Oh, my God, I guess so. That's legendary.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah. And so a lot of those trips were after the shows, you'd travel to the next town. Not all the time, but a lot.
Right.
So finally, he would relent and drive. So here's his trick. He'd make sure you're just knotted off, right?
Yeah.
So then he'd pull over to the edge of the road, and if those gravels hit the car, loud, noisy, you know how that goes. Yeah. Then I'd wake up, and I'd look over at him, and he'd be going, like he's asleep, like he's been driving asleep. He's slapping himself back into awakeness. So you don't think anything about it. So, okay, I'm going to get comfortable again, get my spot back, go back to sleep. Same shit, man. Loud as hell.
Hey, you're trying, Tiger. I'm really trying to drive.
Horse shit. You're not trying to drive. So I'd get out of the car. Get out. You're going to wreck my car, and I can't afford to fix it at $40 a night. So he got back in his seat and went right back to sleep. So then I'm riding with Skandar Akbar, one of Hodge's old teammates and buddies. Yeah. So Akbar and I together. I said, man, a trip from Jackson, Mississippi into Tulsa almost killed me. They were with you, who you with? I said, Danny. Oh, that worked. Oh. So I said, you know what that son of a bitch did? He finally said he would drive, and then he started falling asleep. And he's running off the road, and these gravels on the side of the highway were hitting the car. God, it was horrible. So he starts laughing. And he said, now you know that's his gimmick, right? What? He wasn't falling asleep driving. He's not a good driver at night. You don't need to let him drive. If you can't do it, just get a room. But he's working it. That's how he gets out of driving.
Hey, Daggy.
What an education I got, man.
Oh, I bet.
Early 20s. Traveling down the road, trying to provide for a family. Even, you know, a young wife and a... making hardly any money.
Yeah. Makes you what you are, buddy.
You know, I get the see this question all the time about how do wrestlers pay their taxes? Well, just like any independent contractor, like any carpenter or plumber or a yard guy or landscaper, whatever that may be. And here's what I get a kick out of. All these younger, more vocal fans feel like they have such a grasp on life and how difficult it must be, or it is, to be an independent contractor and have to pay quarterly taxes. Well, there's a formula for it. And people have done it for years. Forever. Everybody doesn't have a 401k. Everybody doesn't have a... Well, you can create your own. Create your own business. You know, our little JRBBQ.com is a LLC.
Sure.
A little limited liability kind of corporation.
Yeah.
You can do it, my point.
Sure.
There's systems in place to make that happen. And my accountant will give me the good news about every, about a month out. We can get a check for this. Or at least. I just love wrestling so much. I hate to see the boys have to pick quarterlies. It's so distressing. Still really mean, damn it. They need a union. Now, how old are you again? I'm 14. A lot of union experience there.
Yeah.
They need a union. I asked him to go watch one time about wrestlers' unions.
Yeah.
I thought he did a spit take. He said, Jim, these son of bitches cannot agree on what to have for lunch.
You're right about that, buddy.
Much less have another wrestling person, a person in the business, handle the money. Everybody's mad at somebody over something sometime somewhere.
Right about that.
I try to take you to a Jags game or two this year.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I sure am.
You get treated like royalty there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we'll be taken care of.
And I was in Mr. Khan's suite last season. And man, oh, man, he invites all kinds of business associates, you know, right, different people. It's really a unique group there. And he's not even in there. He wasn't in there when I was in there.
Oh, yeah.
He was, because he was someplace else watching the game in the stadium.
Right.
I think him and Tony.
Yeah, Tony has a place in the press box.
Does he?
Yeah. I found that out. He was, the game I went to last year, because I went, because they took me down to see him, there's a booth in the press box where he stays in there with the general manager. They got their own little, and they do, you know, Tony's a big numbers guy or whatever.
Yeah, analytics.
Yeah. Tom Coughlin was in there with him. Yeah, so that's different. So in other words, when he goes to the game, he goes to work, right? He doesn't go to...
Yes. I go to drink. Boy, the catering in that con suite...
Oh, I bet,
...was
man.
Nothing like I ever experienced in my life. And I've been in some pretty interesting scenarios involving food, because I am a foodie. Man, oh man. That's pretty cool. The other night when we got our last day in May.
Yeah.
Getting back over to that Airbnb I stayed at. And I did a little grilling.
I know.
At midnight.
And sirloin burgers and grilled chicken and fried rice. Salad, which we didn't get around to eating. Remember that's a potato salad?
Yeah. Raphael had one macaroni salad.
Yeah, I sent a text to Lois. I said, JR's cooking. She said, watch him, learn something. That was her text back.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Did she say she loves you?
No. She said, watch him, learn something. That was it.
Watch him learn.
She just likes to boss me around.
The key, I did a little thing for Omaha Steaks on our podcast. They wanted to do little grilling tips.
Right.
And I said, the first one I did was very simple. You can't cook, you can't grill on a dirty grill.
Yeah.
Cleanliness is essential.
Sure.
Somebody's going to say, now wait a minute. You know, you leave all that on there and it's like a seasoning. No, what you're really saying, you're a lazy piece of shit. You don't want to clean your grill. You know that when you cook a great burger or steak and you take it off the grill, you need to let it sit for 2 or 3 minutes.
Right.
While you're letting your product sit for 2 or 3 minutes, you can clean the grill.
Right.
And if you clean the grill every time, it's an easy proposition. If you ignore it, letting it continue to accumulate filth, and man, all the germs. So I don't like cleaning it either, but I got good tools that I can use. And to me, it's a lot easier just to do it after I grill. Because the next time I come back to grill, the next go around, it's clean.
Yeah. When we used to have a big grill, we don't anymore because it's just me and Lois. We just got a little Smoky Joe now. But we had a big grill. We used to, I don't know where I guess I read this with a grill, but it was a gas grill. And then as soon as we pulled the meat off, let the meat set, I would take one of those brushes, dip it in water, and then you'd scrub it, and within the grill's still hot, right? While it's still hot.
Yeah.
And then it steams it and it gets it clean. That's when you clean it right when it's still hot. You don't wait till open it up the next day.
All corroded, crudded up.
That's right.
Stuck. Clean grill. It's a simple deal. I get a kick out of people confuse grilling with barbecue.
Yeah.
I associate barbecuing with smoked meat.
Right. And smokers, right?
Smokers. And you can use a regular grill to smoke on. If it's got multiple grates that produces heat,
yeah.
You turn a couple of them on,
yeah.
You move all your product to the other end,
right.
So it's not even touched directly.
The indirect method.
Yeah, and it's functional.
Right.
It just takes a long time to do it right. But a lot of people, they say that the issues, it's like I want something to drink. Yeah, I'll take a Coke. What do you want? I want a Dr. Pepper. So I thought you wanted a Coke. Well, Dr. Pepper's a Coke. Dr. Pepper's. So they're saying Coke is the same as soda.
Right.
Of course, where I grew up, it's pop.
That's right. Yeah, me too.
Pop. You remember drinking Sun Drop Cola? Runner of Mountain Dew.
When I got to North Carolina, I was drinking that. Yeah, I remember it was in North Carolina. I didn't have it in Virginia. In Virginia, we had Dr. Pepper and Coke and Pepsi and RC Colas.
I like RC Cola. My favorite drink, my favorite cola right now, I can't find the damn things. I don't know if you go to Amazon and order them. Is Diet RC Cola.
Really?
Love it.
You don't love it. You don't see them anywhere.
No. It's a goddamn conspiracy, Tony.